So what do we take from the five videos? Let's keep it as simple as possible, because they're supposed to be not just interesting entertainment, you know, to learn about these unusual things that people have done and demonstrated. It's supposed to be useful. That's the only reason to take the time to make or watch the videos. So what can you take out of it? What can you use it for? You know, we've got things that need improving anyway, from our own physical body condition, your lifestyle habits that might need to be improved, relationships that could be better, work situations that need improving, all the way up to the whole world situation where we've got this massive insanity going on now, programmed intentionally by our rulers who intend to destroy us. And that's not a big secret, or it shouldn't be. It's obvious. And they're using the principles in Already Done from a negative point of view. Our global rulers are not just doing destructive physical things. They're pouring in programming, not just on the psychological, verbal level, but on the energy level. At the top levels, they're using people to project failure, division, hopelessness, despair, anger, hatred, condemnation, self-condemnation. Give everything negative that you can imagine. They understand what we've gone over in the last five videos. It doesn't belong to us. It's a built into creation. It's a way things work. And it's being used negatively against us right now in so many ways. I mean, you could pick so many. Their rulers are trying to move us into nuclear war. And there's a serious threat of that that needs to be turned around right away. More people are realizing that. They're trying to cut off the energy supply, the money supply, the food supply. They're talking about running out of fuel in November. This is really serious stuff, and it needs to be changed. And it's true that if the population became conscious, aware of the situation, that this all comes from climate insanity, you know, the idea that you're bad, you're causing climate change, therefore you have to give up everything and stop living your life, not use energy, not use fuel. And all the while, the same people that are programming this are hiding and suppressing the real sources of free and clean energy that Dr. Greer has talked about existing for more than 100 years. And they're real. And we know about some of them, and the people always keep getting killed. Take a look at Stephen Greer's videos on clean energy. They're really worth looking at. It's way beyond solar and wind. Now it's even beyond magnetic. It's direct access to zero-point unlimited clean energy, and it's free. And it's very dangerous to try to bring these out, and he's got a way to do it. So thank you, Dr. Greer. I think you deserve all the support, and hopefully the holders of this technology will be willing to come out and throw it on the open source market, which is where it needs to be. Anyway, I didn't want to focus mainly on that. But the rulers are trying to suppress that, cut off all the energy supplies that are based on oil, natural gas, diesel fuel is about to run out, all those things. They want to cut it off, and they're making believe that that's environmentally responsible. Complete nonsense. You know, there are real environmental issues, but the ones they're pushing are not among them. You know, they're talking about terror of climate change and global warming. Why do you think some of the top people in that program would be buying mansions on the beach? Let's see, what's wrong with that picture? Oh yeah, it's complete nonsense. There are real environmental issues that become obvious if you think in terms of many generations keeping the earth in good shape, the biosphere in good shape for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and 100 generations later. You can't have things that are destroying the biosphere, non-biodegradable, non-recyclable materials. Those need to all be replaced. There are real environmental issues, but that's not what they're pushing. So if what I was getting at with that, as an example, How do you turn that around? Well, if the whole population was aware, or many people in it, and they started just inundating the people in government and corporations with demands and overwhelming pressure to stop pushing the insanity, it would back off. And that's been demonstrated. Our friend Dr. Rima Labo did that in 2009 with the push for the swine flu countermeasures. And I have to be careful what I say about that, because I don't want to disappear from some of these programs. I'm trying to stay in touch with you. But she succeeded because of software where one person could contact so many different representatives all at once. And they got millions and millions of these emails sent in with her slogan, "Don't you dare, don't do this to us." And the representative said, "Maybe for the moment we shouldn't, they might be upset." And it stopped it. Now, it needs to go further than that. The people in power need to change their perspective. They need to wake up. And that's really the underlying requirement for getting a radical change in the world. How about if we wake up the people in government, in corporations, in media, the ones who are censoring everybody and committing all these criminal acts and justifying it to themselves? What if they woke up and realized one day, whoa, what was I doing? That's not okay. I can't do that anymore. I'm connected to all these people. We're all networked. We're all one family. I can't go intentionally deceiving and hurting people. Can you imagine what that would do to the world if people in power did that? Imagine headlines in the paper. Media apologizes. Government transformed. World peace declared. Nuclear war put off and canceled. Peace talks happening everywhere. Can you imagine that? And that's just not an idle question. One of the things that we went over in the videos of the five clues is that your imagination is not some silly, powerless thing. It's incredibly powerful. And you're using it now. And I think we said this in the epilogue video at the end. This idea that, you know, you should become very devoted to meditation and prayer and mantra of good thoughts and good energy and keep that going. You're doing those things constantly now. You don't have to learn a new skill, but you're doing it in a scattered way. You know, we're focused on imagining the worst, imagining what we're worried about, what might happen, what we're upset that did happen. And the message of these clues, it's not just, this is actually something real, it's been proven. What you imagine with emotional content, as Bruce Lee would say, emotional reality, starts to pull the so-called physical reality into alignment with it. This is really important. I wish I could say it better, but this is critical. And you're using that power now, and look what's going on. We got in the human world everywhere, we've got total chaos, destruction, deception, suffering, and much worse is in the plans of the rulers. The rulers are the most deceived people of all. They think that by evil they're going to get something good, get what they want. That's a big mistake, and they're going to find out too late unless you help. So, you know, what I'm trying to get at is, what is the key message in the five videos and the epilogue? It's like, shake yourself out of the hypnosis, this feeling that you can't do anything, that you're helpless, that your thoughts don't matter, that your intention is nothing, that your emotions are irrelevant, which is what they teach in higher education. I can tell you that. There's a reason they're taught to teach that. It's because it's the most powerful force that lines you up with spirit and lets God work through you. And you're given, it's not really free will because we don't understand the implications of most of what we do, but it is free choice. So we've got this power from our source. Nobody is disconnected. They're unaware. But if we were truly disconnected, we wouldn't be able to exist on this level. So we've got that connection directly to God, and it's coming into us constantly, keeping our bodies alive and running out to the world around us. And what it creates in our world experience depends on our intention and our emotional content, where you're focused, where you're imagining things, what you're dreaming about during the whole day. That's your meditation. That's your real prayer. You might think, oh, I'm really religious. I believe in this prayer. And then you've got this prayer that you memorized. That's not your real prayer. Well, probably not. What you're focused on, where your feeling really is, that's what you're praying for with all your heart. Now, okay? We're not waiting for you to become spiritual. You're spirit now. And this has great power. And it's coming through every single one of us and manifesting positive or negative impact in the world. And if it's scattered, it's just random and kind of haphazard and weak. If you bring it together, focus it on what you would like to do, what you would like to see happen. Like, I think, Gandhi who said, be the change you want to see in the world. He was talking primarily on physical and close to physical levels. I'm completing that picture for you a little bit further and say, where your attention is now and where your emotional content is now, where you put your attention, even if it's a worry and fear, you're helping to create that outcome. And you're not supposed to be told the truth that you have vast power coming through you. And if you were to get out of the way and just focus the intent and the emotion and then invite spirit to just flow into it, there's no limits to what you could trigger. A worldwide chain reaction of consciousness, appreciation, love for each other. Totally different than we have now. We have, in many respects, we have hell on earth. And I'm sorry, I know it's unpleasant to really seriously look at it, but we do. And all of these clues do not say to be unaware of what's going on now. You need to be aware of it so you know what has to be healed. And then make your choices. You can do more than one thing. You want to see your physical body get better? Bless your physical body by imagining your body in perfect condition. And you can start with just the idea, but to really work, it has to start having emotional content, the feeling of reality. I'm doing this with you, okay? I'm just another one of the group that's working on the same thing. If you see the world situation and you realize, wait, people running out of fuel, people freezing in Europe and other places during the winter, rulers pushing for nuclear war in Ukraine, that's calculated insanity that's being directed from a level higher up. And at the top, it's not human. Those are just beings without physical bodies. They're called lower astral demonic entities. I've run into them. They also can change, contrary to popular belief. But that's another story. What changes all these different groups? Well, that would be you. That's what's so counterintuitive about the five clues, is that we are trained that we have no power to do anything, to change anything. You know, we're helpless. We have to wait for God to just step in separately from us and save us. You're welcome to do it, but I'm saying, you know, if that happens today or tomorrow, great, I don't mind. Save us, God, anytime is fine. In fact, it should have been a long time before now. And it's been predicted for thousands of years that it would happen any day. But I'm saying, in the meantime, since today, it's in your hands, you're not separate from God. It's just that imaginary barriers of belief that you put in the way that stops that free flow of creative energy. So take them out. Stop imagining it with emotional content, the worst. You don't know how much power you're putting into negative outcomes that way, that we're actually complicit in what's happening. It's not self-condemnation. It's just observable fact that's explained in the five clues. So if you care about that, if you want to contribute, are you willing to break out of your own hypnosis? That's really the question. Because if you just want to talk about it and leave your emotions running all over the place, leave your thoughts running all over the place, continue blaming everybody for everything, it's not going to be good. But I figure there's maybe 1 out of 1,000 of us at the most, maybe less to start, that are willing to do whatever's needed. They can see, which I hope the Five Clues reinforces, that other people are not just these external entities that have nothing to do with you. They're your family. Literally, they're your family. And if part of your family is sick, you don't say, oh, let's torture them forever, or let's kill them, hopefully. You say, they're my family. I want to heal them. Is there a way to do it? Can I help? That's the attitude. I'm hoping you might feel that toward everybody, all life forms on the planet. They are your extended family. We're all parts of one being. And that's not a belief. That's literal. If that becomes real, all the power flows through you and it can be healed. And I'm saying, are you willing to do it? Your imagination is powerful. Remember, we ended up with the last clue already done? That's the feeling no matter which of these clues you look at. Use the imagination to, you know, pull it out of imagining the worst. Be aware of horrible things that are happening, but don't get drowned in the negative emotion that goes with them. That's poison. You want to create and allow the feeling inside yourself with as much reality and content as possible of what the ideal would feel like. Not all the details of what it would look like, because we have to be shown, but what it would feel like. How would it feel like if all of your physical body problems were gone and you had boundless energy and felt great? How would it feel if peace was declared in the world? And I'm not saying how would it feel lightly. This is the key. This is to use the clues. You look at the war situation going on. How would it feel if you see this big headline in the newspaper tomorrow morning? Peace declared. All parties agree to stop hostilities and find mutually beneficial peace agreements. How would it feel to read that? How real can you make that in your imagination? That people tell you has no power. I'm telling you, the impossible is seemingly impossible. It has a vast power. And it's been waiting to flow through you up to now, every minute. And we've been busy with things that were more important. And I'm suggesting maybe they're really not more important. Because if you open up this love for other beings, other people, even the nasty ones, and realize they're sick, they're mentally ill. They're your brothers and sisters who have this terrible illness, and the cure is in your hands. Then there's something better than fighting against them. You still have to defend yourself when it's inevitable, but you don't wait for that to develop. Work on the cure now. It's in your hands. Your imagination making already done a reality. And that's why I started Planetary Healing Club. It's a supportive environment where we're working on that. We can still talk about physical issues, things in the world, physical health questions, stuff like that, because that's important to take care of your physical body and responsibilities. But more and more, as time gets short, in the club meetings, we're saying, how can we perfect this faster? And the cure is in our hands. It's not an ego thing. The ego's irrelevant. It needs to be dropped completely. It just gets in the way. This is not an ego thing. Not to defend any labels or fight among each other. This is to allow the reawakening of care for other beings and at the same time for yourself. Forget all the self-condemnation. You made mistakes. You didn't know at a deep level. You never would have done it. So that's gone. Nothing to forgive, just love to pick up and allow through you and put your attention and your imagination on what you really want to see manifested. You can do it. So if you want to do it with us, planetaryhealingclub.com. I welcome you. We got a lot of work to do, and every day is so critical now. I don't want us to wait any time at all. And people from all over the world, I'm inviting you, Eastern Asia, Africa, South America, Australia, some of these places we already have some members, we need more. Only the people that are willing to do the work, though. This is not for the general public that's not ready to accept the responsibility. And this is not grinding work. This is not really stressful work. This is the work of dropping the stress, dropping all the tension, bringing your attention together, your imagination as it was meant to be used, putting emotional content into it, and then starting to see the reality change. I hope I gave you some feeling of what I'm after here. This is what I want us to spend our time on and put it into everything that comes up during the day. I gotta go, it's getting dark. But I hope you can feel it. I want your help, okay? I just have to ask for your help. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. Meet me there. It's live, interactive, and you know what we're there to do. So come on over and help us. I'll meet you. Take it easy.